the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's half past 9 o'clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Landry and Mark Davila. What, are we popping some clips or something?
It's pop clips time.
That's what I thought.
And we're going to go to the number 3 song in the country right now. It's called Habits, parentheses Stay High, by Tove Lo. You said you heard this song?
I've been hearing the song, and it's a pretty hot song. I haven't seen the video. We're about to now.
Well, this is audio, but...
You want to watch the video? Fucking
I don't know who Tove Lo is, if they're a band or a person. It's hard to tell these days.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
And also, I never heard this song.
Okay. I mean, I can watch the video now. Chick's fucking hot. And I like it. I eat my dinner in my bathtub. Then I go to sex clubs. Watching freaky people getting... See, it's all about...
Oh, she's trying to... She puts out these tantalizing lyrics knowing that dudes are like, ooh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. She's got me fucking hook, line, and sinker. Because the lyrics are all a screwed up chick is gonna have indiscriminate sex just to numb the pain.
Judging by this video, she's a perfectly... I won't say average, but...
No, she's better than average.
Yeah, but she's a... I don't know, whatever. She looks like a normal girl to me.
Yeah, she's screwed up. So she needs to be altered and to have sex, just, you know, so she can feel something. And listen, there are chicks in the real world like this, but as guys, when we hear this, we're just picturing her pretty much, like a hot chick, just doing that shit, and it's like, oh, yeah. So...
Oh my God, Mark, she just ate French fries. She's so insane.
I know. Oh, I'm so jealous of her. I could go for a big plate of French fries.
She had French fries, and now she's talking on a cell phone.
Yeah.
She's out of control, Mark.
Well, in the opening one, they did show her waking up next to some dude she probably didn't know. She probably got fucked the previous night. She doesn't recall.
Or they could have been her long-term boyfriend. You never know. Her fiancé.
Well, if you listen to the lyrics, then no. But, yeah. They know dudes are fucking suckers. So you got a winner on your hands. Drunken chicks. We love it. We love it.
Oh, so you like raving chicks? Is that what you say?
How is that rape?
In most states now, it's illegal to have sex with a drunk girl without consent.
Now, wait.
What I'm saying is a drunk girl cannot give consent.
Does it go both ways, or are they sexist? As a drunk man, can I give consent?
I would imagine not.
So, does she get arrested too? Is she arrested for rape? If I'm drunk and a girl is drunk and we have intercourse,
Mark,
who's getting arrested?
Don't give... That's
who's
bullshit. Getting,
what's
Dude,
bullshit? What's
that's
bullshit?
A guy can't get raped, okay? You know it, I know it, so don't even give you...
Wait.
Take that stupid fucking angle.
We're not talking about forcible sex. We're talking about being of sound mind to give consent. Correct?
There's a double standard, and rightfully so, okay? I don't even want to hear your argument about that.
But my argument is right, though. If this is what we're talking about, we're not
talking...
No,
in the real world, you can have double standards, in my opinion. You're like, well, you can't, it's going to be the same for everyone. No, it doesn't. Things are different. And I'm not even talking about just sexes. It's like a lot of things.
Like what?
I can't give any examples.
You never can. Do you notice that?
I can give
you always say, and you know what? Plenty of reasons. Well, all right, give me some.
I can't concentrate with people sucking on earlobes in this video.
I know, it's so hot. Anyway, the world's bullshit.
That's a perfectly average song, by the way.
Yeah, it's fine. It's good. I like it. But it's more the mental imagery it conjures.
Speaking of women, here's a short clip of our friend Ian... Ian Griffiths.
Top Dog.
Top Dog, telling us what he looks for in a woman.
Do I look for in a woman? A nice personality and not being a bitch.
A nice personality.
That's what I look for in a woman.
That's it.
You know what I would say for him?
He doesn't
ask for much.
A nice girl that's not a bitch.
Personality, don't be a bitch.
By the way, you don't have to add the bitch part. If you just say, it's a nice personality. That's good.
A nice personality.
Wait a minute, is she a bitch,
though? But a super cunt.
Yeah, doesn't make any sense.
Now, if you ever got to look at this guy, what he looks for in a woman should be fucking alive, and maybe not even that. Because he is a gross-looking dude.
But he's a celebrity, Mark. World famous.
He can get any woman he wants.
World famous.
But he chooses to be with me.
I might be his... Did you follow him on Facebook yet?
No.
Why not? It's not a friend situation. You just press follow.
Yeah. I'll have to get on that.
Yeah, you'll do it. Because he posts constantly. But some of it's, you know, shit. He'll be like, can I have more inboxes? He's always looking for people for inboxes.
What does that mean?
Like, I think he wants messages. And then,
you know what? Let's start a conversation with him. Start a dialogue.
And then... Like, I posted it on my personal Facebook. I don't think no one sees it. But I said, what do you say? I once got choked to death in high school. And the principal, which was horribly spelled, did nothing.
I know, I saw
I told my mom, and the principal did nothing.
My son was murdered at school.
Sorry. Right
out of my hands. Out of my hands.
No one saw anything.
Yeah, I mean, I know he's dead, but I mean, you know, I don't know. Could have happened anywhere. Maybe somebody dropped his body off here. I don't know that. I don't know that it happened here.
So next up is a controversial video that was put out where this girl walked around New York City for 10 hours and they cut it down and she got bothered by over 100 times. By the way, is 100 times in 10 hours that bad?
Is that a lot?
I don't know. 10 hours is a long time.
And, okay, this is a catcalling video. And,
meow.
Well, define bothered.
Well, catcalled, I'll say.
But... Okay, I mean, but is it harmless catcalling, or is it like, oh shit, I feel threatened catcalling? There is a difference.
I don't know, we're going to listen to it. But you know what the thing is? I've walked the streets and got hassled too.
Yeah, I
remember the one time
too.
We were walking around the block, hanging up our posters for our show?
Hey, what you doing, man?
And he started talking to us.
People give you shit. Like, I'm not a hot chick, I think. I mean, maybe he found me attractive, I don't know.
He was like, remember that dude? Like, he was like, he accosted us.
Is that the guy who wanted money or something, or food?
I don't know, he called us over, they were all sitting around.
I think he wanted money.
And I was mad, because I was like, you know what?
Like, dude, leave the fuck alone, dude. I can't be outside. I mean, normally I'm not outside, and there's a reason for it. He's one of them.
If I was in this video, I mean, I said on Twitter, it would basically just be me avoiding eye contact and hiding.
Yeah.
I don't talk to
anyone anyway. I don't want to.
Girls. I mean, maybe a cashier here and there if I'm forced to.
But how is this video controversial, though? I don't know anything about it.
Because they're basically saying all guys are assholes. But also, if you notice in the video, if you watch the video, there's almost no white guys in it. It's all black and Latino dudes.
Now, so they're racist.
And the people who made it said, well, a couple of black people did, but whenever they did, a horn went off or there was some noise from the streets.
Wait, a couple of white people or black people?
White people.
So, no, they're liars. So, these people are racist, and they're putting out a video that... They're not saying all men are assholes. They're saying all black men or Latino men are assholes. That's what they're saying.
Well, you know what,
that should be the controversy, then. Why are you guys racist?
Maybe it sounds racist, but in an urban environment, which is, let's face it, a lot of black people and Latino people, that's what they do. And white guys. You walk on the suburbs, guess what?
You're not getting harassed. No one says shit to you.
When you go to the city... You got white dudes and Latinos and black guys.
Well,
they come from bad backgrounds.
You know what the thing is?
Ironically, they all come from usually just having a mother, no father.
The only reason I'm saying this is to give them shit because that's all they're doing. They're taking nothing and they're trying to make something out of it. So I'm doing the same thing. I'm just calling them
racist.
We said
it a couple weeks ago. You can edit a video to look like anything.
I know, and that's what I'm sure that's exactly what they did.
Let's watch. She set up her shit. She's a normal-looking girl.
Yeah, she's all right. 10 hours of silent walking through all of Manhattan wearing jeans and a crew-neck t-shirt. Yeah, you know, a chick with a nice body walking around.
That's not good.
Smile!
Have a good day.
Hey, what's up, girl? How you doing? Somebody's acknowledging you.
Hey, you know what? Oh, wait, everyone's being really nice to her. Imagine going through life like that. This isn't a fucking negative. As I said, there are angry catcalls.
I would say that these guys are all assholes, though. There's no reason to do that. There's none. You're not going to pick her up that way. She's walking by.
No, I know.
They're assholes.
They're not getting anything out of it.
They're assholes.
I don't know.
That's not complimenting. That's not saying, hey, you look nice today.
Someone telling her to smile?
Yeah.
By the way, what an asshole!
I was thinking about
someone to smile.
I was thinking about
fuck that dude.
Compliments can basically be an insult. Like if someone goes to me, "Oh, you look nice today," I'll assume that means I look like shit every other time you've seen me.
That dude who said for her to smile, she'd get fucking arrested or something, man. You believe these
dude,
guys?
Dude, I've had people say that to me too, and it pisses me the fuck off.
Holy shit! I'm gonna fucking curb that guy. Smile.
Really? You don't get angry if someone tells you to smile?
I don't fucking care.
Yeah, smile. You do. You've complained about it in the past.
I mean, it's not a big deal.
It's still something to complain about. I'm saying they're assholes. I'm not saying they're doing something illegal. I'm saying they're assholes.
I'm saying asshole's a little strong.
It's not too strong. And this dude's following around.
The one dude, yeah. That's a little...
Hey, beautiful. How are you, smart?
How are you? Holy shit, did this happen to evening?
Hey.
Damn!
God bless.
So you know what? There was one white dude, the bald white dude on his phone, and he walked by and said, nice. I don't even buy it. She's not hot enough for some guy to be nice.
The thing is, catcalling does go on there. I don't know why. More catcalling goes on in the New York City area than in other places.
There's more people.
I guess, but
a lot of cities you walk around, like our city, you walk around, there's no one around.
Well, I mean, if you're in Toronto, it's the
same thing probably happens.
Really?
I'd imagine.
But this is the internet, so I have to say, is this a setup?
You don't know.
Could it be?
Their faces are blurred out, which they didn't have to do, and
make it look more real. So let's blur it out. Yeah, you don't...
And you can't see their mouth wings, so they could add it in, nice. Hey, mammy. Yeah. Nice. Plus,
why would you blur it? It's a fucking the street. Yeah. There's no reason to blur it. Are these guys gonna sue? Oh, my God. You have me on a video saying, have a nice day to an American girl.
Hello, good morning. God bless you. Have a good day,
God bless you. Fuck that guy. Dude's an asshole. You hear that guy? God bless you. Piece of shit. You're right. Yeah, that's creepy. There's a dude walking beside her for a prolonged period of time.
5 minutes, they claim.
Yeah, that's... although two people can be walking in the same direction. That's creepy, and that's being an asshole.
I'll give you my number.
Some dude won't leave a chick alone on a street.
Give my number. Or do you talk to me? You know what?
I mean, yeah.
Is neighborhood she walking in? Are girls really ugly, so she really stands out? Or are these guys just all day long asking girls out?
If this is real,
listen. If I ask 2,000 girls out a day, one of them will say yes.
Okay. If this is a real video, then they do that with every chick. Or this is
which
fake.
I've seen it happen. There are dudes.
Yeah,
like that.
I mean, it happens. And I mean, she's not super hot. She's got a nice body, and she's wearing. Super tight shirt and jeans to really show off her shape. So, yeah. It's possible. It could be real.
All right, speaking of chicks, here's a drunk white girl on a J train in New York City.
Where's she going?
Why I don't use public transportation. It's a fucking madhouse. Imagine being on there.
She's this little white blonde girl, so they don't give a shit what she says.
Yeah, she
if you and I
start
doing
N-word.
This, we'd get her fucking asses beat.
Yeah.
They'd all start pounding on us.
But the thing is, I don't want to be on there.
Now she's kicking dudes.
Yeah, it's for them, it's funny.
I'm not even clear what she's pissed off about.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really care. But I'm just imagining myself there. It's like, oh my God. I own a fucking car. I don't care how bad traffic is. I'm staying in my fucking car.
Let's go on for 3 minutes of them yelling and screaming.
Oh my God, yeah. No thanks.
Next up, some more yelling and screaming. Last week, the 2 Mondays ago, the Cowboys lost to the Redskins in overtime, and this guy's upset. Now, I don't. A lot of these things I think are fake, but this guy has really good sound, so I thought it would be good to play.
There's gonna be holes everywhere. There's gonna be blood everywhere from
me. I'm so sick of the fucking internet.
They have a really good microphone, though.
Hell will unleash if the fucking Redskins beat a 6-1 Cowboys team.
Jason Garrett's shitting a brick right now.
I'm gonna say seven. He's breaking shit.
I don't give a fuck. I'll break.
I'm going fake.
You better fucking get a first down! Fuck you!
Oh, I'm...
Sounds good. I don't
this
care.
This sound is good, but it's fucking fake. And I'm like, I'm, you know what? This
well, it's not fake. He's breaking shit.
No, I know. But this is a setup.
Tivo's gone already. Yeah.
And, gone. I mean, I know it's on a computer screen, but I'm just super annoyed just watching it. Imagining this. Put
him on the fucking cart. I need
Dick. Let's pretend this is real, and this is your fucking friend. Well, would it be your friend?
No.
No, yeah, exactly.
I mean, I don't hang out with guys. I hang out with you and my girlfriend, that's it. I don't need anything else.
Yeah, and guess what? I wouldn't be hanging out with you if you were doing that shit. Like, I don't believe it. Like, everything on the fucking internet's fake.
Yeah. Here's the dating game with special guest.
From 1979. Hollywood, California, it's the dating game.
Gotta adjust my level. It's so high.
Yeah, I know. It's sure. Man, you look like shit in 1979. Who the fuck is that?
The host.
Who looks like, that dude from Johnny Carson? The,
That's a new guest.
Man. Who looks like Epic Man?
Bachelor number one has won an Emmy and a Clio, and he's a very talented writer who unwinds by skin diving, hang gliding,
what
and playing checkers.
What the fuck is skin diving?
And he is
like a,
Bill
like
Tao.
Fucking a dude.
Bill, welcome.
He's famous. I never
Bachelor
heard of him.
Number three is a comedian who loves listening to the radio, watching TV, and watching birds. And he's known for his ability to walk on a tightrope and do trapeze work. Meet Pee-wee Herman.
I want to fuck Pee-wee Herman so bad.
And he loves jerking off in adult theaters.
Baseball who doesn't, though? And women with an incredible sex drive are Bachelor number three's hobbies.
I love
a salesman
fucking.
Whose goal is to make lots of money. Please welcome Bill Goldstein.
And he subsequently changes the name to Bill Gates.
Time now to meet our young lady. She's been in our soundproof booth for game number one.
You know what we need in a soundproof booth?
Here she is.
Oh my god, I'd kill so many people in that booth.
Alright, this lovely lady describes herself.
What an outfit!
As a
yeah,
I know. Crazy kind of a girl.
She's wearing like a tube top and like super short shorts.
Except the top of the shorts is all 70s style, like let's going to a navel.
That's what weird girls wear now, too, so.
I'm not a fan.
Hi, guys.
You know what's weird? She has a kind of coked up look to her eyes. She looks like she's on drugs.
No, I didn't.
Well, I tell you, you can't lose today. Absolutely not. There are three bachelors over there. One of them will be your date anyway. The decision is totally yours after you've asked some questions.
She's an odd
look. We'll start with a hello and just see how they sound. Number one, would you give a nice hello to Carrie, please?
I'm very glad you asked me that. I'd like to make this perfectly clear. Hello.
We finally got him on the show, Carrie. All right. How about
funny,
number two?
Hi, Carrie.
I guess you don't want that
and
date,
number
huh?
Three?
Hello, Carrie. I feel super. How do you feel?
Okay. Well, Carrie,
is the goal of this to sound like a fucking creep to not get the date? I mean, that is interesting.
This is before Pee Wee Herman was known, right?
Yeah, probably. 1979, I would guess. I do like their tactics, though. So she's not going to want to pick any of them. She's going to have to pick the lesser of all of the three evils.
Good luck, bachelors, because one of you is going to be very happy.
That is funny.
Here we go.
Okay, guys, you ready?
Bachelor number two.
Yep.
Bachelor number one.
Oh, come on.
What's the first thought that comes to your head when you hear the word hot?
When I hear the word hot, I think of summer. I think of beaches. I think of sand. I think of rolling in the sand. And I think of sweating a lot.
All right, you're coming from the same place I am.
That guy sounds
number
like a creep.
Number two, what's the first thought that comes to your mind when you hear the word go?
When I hear the word go, I think about when I was taking traffic school lessons and when I was driving in my car and going real fast in my little Volkswagen bus and speeding down the street real fast.
Man,
and trying to get over to your house.
How long was this asshole doing that Pee Wee Herman character?
He was doing it like an improv thing.
Before
okay,
it like took
three,
off.
How about the word stop?
Stop? Had
stop.
To be a date
never heard of the word stop.
I never listened. I block stop, it out. Stop, I just keep going.
Where I come
do?
From, stop means go.
I kept trying.
You kept
trying,
going, trying. Going, going. Okay. Bachelor number two. I can't stand it when a guy's too easy. How are you going to make things tough for me?
I won't
me?
Let you fuck
well,
me,
well, for
I
one
guess.
Thing, I'm going to wear a bodysuit underneath my clothes.
That is a challenge, though, isn't it? How about you, number one?
I want to skip to the NC who she picks.
I can't stand it when a guy's too easy. How are you going to make
I hope. Do they?
Let's see.
The lucky fellow.
Bachelor number one.
Number one!
Hey! Well, he's the best looking guy. And I'm sure they all sound like creeps.
Tell us about your elimination. How did you end up with number one?
Because I liked his howl. It sounds like he's got a call in the wild.
All right. Well, you see his
outfit. You want to time travel to the 70s?
You didn't choose number two, and you didn't choose number three. And I would
sounds
like
a more fun time.
Yeah.
Number two is a comedian. He loves music. He loves watching birds. He's also a trapeze artist and a tightrope walker. Believe it or not.
They all seem pretty open, man. Pretty free. I like
Pee-wee
that.
Pee-wee Herman.
Coming off the 60s.
Hi,
whoa, she turned her head fast. He tried to kiss her on the lips.
Love it, Pee-wee. Just love it.
So, do you think she was fucking kicking herself when his career took off? Like, holy fucking shit. I could have had a fucking piece of that.
And then she said, hey, you know what? That was a good thing I didn't go with him.
Well, once it fell apart, yeah. Although, I have seen him on TV recently. He's doing some shit.
Hey, he was in Boogie Nights, wasn't he? No, Blow. He was in Blow.
Yeah, he wasn't Blow. Not Boogie Nights, no. Blow. One a new TV show that I watch, he's on.
For the song of the week from 1992 by this band, or the group Positive K, it's called I Got a Man.
What's the difference between a group and a band? Same thing.
A band plays instruments, in my opinion.
Turntables is still an instrument. I Got a Man. Doesn't it kind of sound like a disease? Like I'm positive. I'm Positive K. Better. That sounds good, but I don't think that I can. I don't know, tell me, is it so? Do you get a kick out of time to rock and snow? All those fucking classes and all our jobs. You know, sexual harassment shit. I mean, he's definitely harassing this woman.
It's true, he is.
I mean, ask him, like I said, ask her once. That's fine. Once she says no, that's it.
I saw the bass up in the beginning. That's why it sounded so weird.
Yeah, I see you fiddling with the knobs.
I'm always fiddling with my knobs.
Hey, isn't it interesting he mentioned Pee-wee Herman? Pee-wee Herman was just in the last
listen, season. We were talking about guys bothering women. We really stuck to a theme today.
Yeah.
We're great. We really did every
not
clip.
Not on purpose, either.
Every clip was about the same stuff, pretty much. Except for the Cowboys.
Yeah. Well, that bothered me.
Yeah.
Not on purpose, too. Your
man got to do with me. Man, this kid does not take no for an answer.
Yeah.
Like, I got a boyfriend already.
So? You know what? The thing is, sometimes girls are just like, oh, you're fine. Just to shut him up. So, I mean, I guess sometimes it might work. I don't know.
I guess. Whatever. We can't have nothing. It
all depends. Well, if we can't be lovers, then we can't be friends. I don't like that sound.
On the other hand, she's still talking to him.
Yeah. Well,
like, she likes it.
I don't know. What if he's following her on the street and she can't get away? So, I mean, you have to keep talking to him, kind of.
I suppose. I'll talk sweet on the phone. My man writes love letters. I'll tell you that I want you and tell you that I care. My man says the same except he's sincere.
Well, I'm clean cut and dapper. Well, that's what I'm about. My man brought me things and he yeah, dude, all right, shut the fuck up, man. Because I don't go that route.
I like the breakdown. There's a
lot of that girls out there who won't say no. Your Apple mommy with your DJ money. Boom, got in my pockets, getting fatter. So, is she chasing him now?
I know, like,
now
he's going on.
Now he said no. Well, I'm fine, well, fuck you. I kick in like a turbo booster. You won't love and you don't have to ask when. Your man's a headache, I'll be your aspirin. All confusion, you know. I kind of got the feeling he said, you got a man. I don't know. What your man got to do with me? I got a man. I'm not trying to hit a C. I got a man. What your man messages. Got to do with me? I got a man. I'm not trying to hit a. I got a man. Hey, yo, baby, put it down. No,
she's got a man. Give it up. All right, that's it for HotShowWizKids.
HotShowWizKids.com.
I got a man. Don't bother me.
YouTube. I don't have a man.